Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Barr. This morning, my guest is Tom Ellis, co-founder and head of marketing for SpecID. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. I met you when you were at Tandis as the head of marketing. You went on to work at Armstrong and at BoU before taking this role with SpecID, right?
That's correct.
And you have a daughter that's in the Navy, right?
I do. We're certainly proud of her. We have a son as well living in North Carolina, but our daughter is a lieutenant commander flying MH-60 helicopters for the Navy.
So we were at Fuse together just a couple weeks ago because more people need to learn a little bit about SpecID. We actually did a magazine article in May of 2025 and talked a little bit about it. Let's get into details here. First, let me try to tell the listeners what it is and you can correct me. This is a bid submittal software tool that's on the cloud that's backed up with a database of accurate product data from most of the core suppliers.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we consider it a spec management database. And to your point, with automated tools to manage the product data from sales to closeout.
And Fuse is a group of commercial flooring contractors. And that's who you've been focused on serving, your customer base. And I was intrigued to learn that there's 193, I think, Fuse members, and you have over 50% of them, you're working with them. They're customers of yours, right?
You're right. We started with the first adopters who recognized, you know, they were kind of picking at the lock of technology to figure out where to get into technology that would make a difference in their business. And we attended a Fuse conference 5 years ago now and saw the value. And you're right, we've eclipsed over 50% of their members now use our platform.
And you have a similar penetration within Starnet, right?
Yes, we've had same success with Starnet. Starnet has recognized technology, as has Fuse, as a emerging opportunity for their members. Of course, there's a number of options to choose from takeoffs and ERP systems, but we're the only software company that is a spec management database. So we're not only thrilled that we don't have really any competitors other than somebody doing it manually. And in many cases, they actually start the job with us that integrates into their software for the proposals. We're certainly thrilled that more than 50% of them are using our software.
So Tom, as you go to these meetings and visit with your customers, you're learning that there's an added benefit of using your software. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the testimonials that we get are almost weekly from owners, sales associates, and project managers. And just to give you an example, last week an owner said that they grew their business 25% with no additional overhead because we allowed them to work smarter and not harder. That's just one example, but we also hear weekly from their sales associates that their GCs, architects, and owners are giving them repeat business because they've streamlined their workflow. And honestly, it's been a real blessing in that we've almost hear daily from project coordinators that tell us that they love how SpecID has made their life so much easier. And we just want to thank our customers for trusting us.
And while you started out helping commercial contractors, this thing's evolved. And now you've got facility managers that are becoming customers of yours as well, right?
The facility managers are recognizing the documents that are coming into their proposals. So what is happening, the flooring contractor or the tiling contractor, when they do their submittals, it's been such a recognized, streamlined process because it has all of the information that they need. And there is something that emerged in the marketplace where OSHA actually changed their requirements. For safety reasons, you can no longer give your SDS documents to the GC or keep them in your truck. They have to be on the job site where the work is being performed. So when the OSHA official comes through, you have to produce those. They accept them in a digital format. What is happening is our customers are starting to change their standard operating procedures, and they're using our QR codes and posting those in the areas that they're working so that if somebody comes by and says, where are your documents, they can scan the QR code. Well, the owner can do the same thing. Because of that QR code, the subcontractor can actually upload their O&M manual. They can upload their spec documents. They can upload a color-coded floor plan. So facility managers are actually taking advantage of the transition of data from the flooring contractor to their own files. Pretty cool. We had one customer that actually did a time study comparing their manual process to our automated process, and it was an 84% time savings. Well, that time translates into margin, and it translates into higher profits. So once the owners found out that there was this much leakage in time spent just managing poor data and miscommunication, they adopted SpecID wholeheartedly. The challenge actually starts at the beginning of the job. And when we can clean that up through our database, through artificial intelligence, uploading information, finding product, and clearing out that bad data, they can now start a project with accurate data, so you eliminate that bad data miscommunication that has plagued the industry since the industry has been in inception.
All right. Well, I know we're just about a month away from the StarNet meeting. I guess I'll see you there, right?
You'll see us and probably some new customers.
All right, Tom, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for telling us a little bit about how you've been growing the business with SpecID. Again, been talking to Tom Ellis, co-founder and head of marketing for SpecID, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.